I was in the room when my grandfather died, and I can remember it like it was yesterday. My grandfather was an incredible man of God, a man who lived out the love of Jesus on a daily basis. He was kind and generous, funny, an amazing gardener. He was the guy who never let you leave his house without giving you something, a basket of tomatoes fresh from his garden or a jar of pickles he and my grandmother had put up that summer. When he died, when he took his very last breath, his body became an empty shell. The life that once filled his body was suddenly gone. And although we knew he had gone home to be with his Savior, our family grieved. For days, weeks, months, we grieved. The loss and hurt of losing someone you love is overwhelming. And I can only imagine how Jesus' friends must have felt when he died. In the Gospel of Mark, chapter 15, beginning with verse 42, we read, "When evening had come, and since it was the day of preparation, that is, the day before the Sabbath, Joseph of Arimathea, a respected member of the council, who was also himself waiting expectantly for the kingdom of God, went boldly to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Then Pilate wondered if he were already dead, and summoning the centurion, he asked him whether he had been dead for some time. When he learned from the centurion that he was dead, he granted the body to Joseph. Then Joseph bought a linen cloth, and taking down the body, wrapped it in the linen cloth, and laid it in a tomb that had been hewn out of a rock. He then rolled a stone against the door of the tomb. Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Joseph, saw where the body was laid." Jesus was dead, truly dead. He had breathed his last breath, and his body was an empty shell. I can imagine how the apostles grieved. They still didn't understand what was going on. Their promised Messiah was dead, and his body, along with all of their hopes, was now encased in a tomb. The pain of that Holy Saturday must have been almost unbearable. But they didn't yet know the whole story. And Jesus' mother, who had been watching her precious child as he was tortured and killed, I imagine she recalled Simeon's prophecy over and over and over in her head as she wept, hearing those words, "And a sword will pierce your soul too." Jesus was also experiencing the pain of death as he continued to pour himself out, obedient to death, even death on a cross, even descending into hell, into isolation, desolation, the darkest places of existence. And in doing so, God entered into death itself. God's kenotic love emptied itself out into the farthest reaches of time and space of history. Holy Saturday is a time to be reminded that in the darkest times, there's no place, not even hell itself, that God's redemptive, transformative grace doesn't desire to enter into. Psalm 139:8 says, "If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there." God is with us. He is with us when we feel abandoned, when we feel alone, when we hurt. He is with us when we feel the darkness will never break. Unlike the disciples, We know the rest of the story. We know that Sunday is coming, that the stone will be rolled away, grief replaced with joy, death swallowed up in victory. And so today, let us remember that there is no place so dark, no place so empty, not even death, that cannot be overcome by the transformative grace and love of God. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit.
I know nothing but the blood of